Brenda Cook, B-R-E-N-D-A Cook, September 14, 1950. She's a ...74-year-old woman, black woman, originally from Shreveport, Louisiana, used to be a nurse's aide, has been in Houston for 6 or 7 years, period. New paragraph, patient is divorced, has 3 children, reports or no evidence of heavy smoking or drinking in the past, reported in the chart. I've placed a call to Jada, J-A-D-A, at 703-286-9006 regarding her condition and her findings. She was also hospitalized at LBJ Hospital a few months ago, period. In the paragraph, she's no longer able to take care of herself. She lives in a group home now after she was sent home to rehab when she had a fall, period. She has a significant history of vascular dementia, hypertension, brittle diabetes, disorientation, decreased mobility, decreased gait, muscle weakness, vitamin D deficiency, and a colostomy bag, period. New paragraph, patient is no longer able to ambulate. She's in a fetal position, period. New paragraph, she has severe muscle wasting about the temporal region, upper arms, and lower extremity, period. She sleeps all the time except when she wakes up, and she has issues with agitation, and she hollers and wakes everybody up in the household. She wears a diaper, of course. She's total ADL dependent. She's incontinent, has shown significant weight loss in the past 3 weeks that she's been at the home, period. In the paragraph, she was a high risk of fall, but because of her condition, she's no longer able to ambulate, period. Past surgical history, colostomy, does not appear to be related to cancer. Medication, Lipitor, 80 milligram once a day, Colace, 10 milligram a day, vitamin D, calcium, 600, 200 BID, Zidia, 10 milligram a day, Metformin, 500 BID, Metoprolol, 25 BID, and Flomax, 0.4 once a day, period. Family history. She has no report of family history. She thinks the family thinks that mom and dad died of old age. Allergies, penicillin. Patient on exam was found to have a blood pressure of 112 over 73, pulse 78, respirations 18, or two side 98%, period. In the paragraph, heart, distant heart sounds, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is quite dry. Neurological, patient is in a fetal position, does not appear to have lateralizing symptoms at this time, period. Assessment number one, significant end-stage dementia associated with total and complete inability to move or get up. She's in a fetal position. She speaks in one or two words. And she answers in one or two words. She has significant weight loss, at least 10 pounds in the past 3 weeks. She has total ADL dependency. She has a diaper on. She has been at high risk of fall, but in the past 3 weeks that has changed. She's now totally bedbound, period. New paragraph, her blood sugar has a tendency to go up and down. She's blood sugar today was 294. She needs to be on sliding scale insulin, which hospice can educate the caregiver to provide here in the care home, period. In the paragraph, her dementia is vascular in nature, most likely secondary to multiple strokes, period. Patient has had has a KPS score of 30%, most likely with a colostomy in place, which she's no longer able to take care of, period. She also has a total physical disability, sleeping 18 hours a day, and no longer candidate for rehab. She would benefit from palliative and end-of-life care at this time. Again, a call has been placed to Jada as well. Thank you.